On the same day, the passion of the holy apostle Ananias. The holy apostle Ananias, who was one of the 70, was bishop of the city of Damascus. It was he who baptized the holy apostle Paul. Once the Lord appeared to him in a vision and said, "Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth." Ananias refused to do this, for he had heard how much evil Saul had done to the saints at Jerusalem, and that he had come to Damascus to persecute all that called themselves upon the name of the Lord. But the Lord said unto him, "Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me." And immediately Ananias arose according to the Lord's command, and went unto Saul. Laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord that appeared unto thee in the way has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And Saul immediately received sight, and Ananias baptized him. After many days had passed, the Jews took counsel to slay Paul, because of the change that had taken place in him, whereby he was transformed from a persecutor to a preacher of the name of Jesus. Then Ananias, together with the other apostles, the other disciples, took Paul and let him down the wall in a basket. Ananias boldly preached the name of the Lord in the synagogue of the Jews, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom to the Jews and also to the pagans. From Damascus he went to Eleutheropolis and showed the people there the path to salvation, healing the sick and leading many to the faith which is in Christ. In those days, the governor of Eleutheropolis was Lucian, who worshipped created things and not the Creator. The devil stirred him up against the Christians and incited him to publish the following decree throughout the province. "We ordain that if anyone be found who calls upon the name of Christ and worships the crucified one, he be delivered to cruel tortures. But whoever renounces Christ and offer sacrifice to the immortal gods shall be assured of gifts and honor from us." When this wicked and deceptive edict was published, Saint Ananias was passing through the country as he preached the gospel, healing the people of every disease, for the Lord was with him and worked many miracles by his hands. The idolaters laid hold of Saint Ananias and brought him before Lucian the governor, who tried by various means to compel the saint to worship the idols. Ananias, however, would not submit, and instead said to the governor, "I will not rever false gods, for I worship only the true God, my Lord Jesus Christ. I have beheld him with my eyes and conversed with him with my lips, and not only when he walked upon the earth as a man, but also after his ascension into the heavens. For he appeared to me when I was in Damascus, and sent me to heal Saul, who by his wondrous wisdom and power he turned to the knowledge of the truth. He has saved us all from the hands of the demons, and led us unto his Father. Therefore I worship him, and not the demons, who wish to destroy the whole race of man." The governor then began to threaten to torture Ananias if he failed to do as he had been commanded. But like an unshakable pillar, the saint remained firm in the confession of Christ. Lifting up his hands unto heaven, he said, "O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Blessed Father, hearken unto my prayer, and deem me worthy of a portion of the blessed apostles in the age to come. As thou by the true light did save Paul, save me from the hands of this impious man who opposeth the truth. Let not his will prevail over me, that I be not ensnared in the nets of his deceit. Deprive me not of the heavenly kingdom, which hath been prepared for all who love the path of thy truth and keep thy commandments." The governor, unable to endure Ananias' words any longer, ordered that he be stretched out upon the ground and beaten. While the servants beat him cruelly, a herald proclaimed, "Submit to the prince and obey his edict." sacrifice unto the gods whom the whole world worships. When they finished beating him, the governor said to the saint, At least now have pity on your soul. Obey me and renounce the crucified one, so that yet crueler tortures be not applied to you. Ananias replied, I continue to repeat to you that which I have said from the beginning. I will not renounce my God, neither will I bow down before the lifeless stones and wood which you revere as divinities. The prince, seeing that Ananias was unyielding, commanded that his sides be scraped with iron claws and that his wounds be burned with candles. As the saint bore these torments, he raised his eyes to heaven and prayed fervently. After these tortures had been employed, the persecutor said, How long will you remain unsubmissive? When will you have compassion upon yourself and worship the great gods? Does it please you rather to suffer in vain for Christ, who was crucified by the Jews, than to remain whole and unharmed? Indeed, I will not set you free alive if you do not submit. Answered the saint, Do what you will. O foe of God, friend of the devil, you have heard me say repeatedly that I will worship no god save the true God, the Father, his only begotten Son, and his Holy Spirit, who created heaven and earth and all that is therein. In him do I believe, and he it is who has given me strength to stand before you through this day, and to bear these torments with fortitude. Why trouble yourself further? You have heard me say that I will not submit to your will. Do not hesitate to execute your intention. The persecutor was filled with wrath and commanded the people to lay hold of Saint Ananias and to take him out of the city and to stone him. The iniquitous people seized him and led him to the place of execution, where they put him to death by stoning, like a second Stephen. After exclaiming, O Lord Jesus Christ, into thy hands do I surrender my spirit, he expired. Thus his suffering came to an end, and he reposed and was translated to the heavenly mansions. When the people saw that he had died, they went away, leaving him unburied. It happened that there was a certain man there from Damascus who was a believer, who reverently took the holy body of Christ's apostle to Damascus, where he buried it. Amen.